This is Tom Marcoux. I'm Jeremy Strike with PodSource. We're here at the back of the Igniter conference. And I'm glad to have you here, Tom.
Thank you.
So are you enjoying yourself so far?
It's fantastic. I really do appreciate that this opportunity, because I got to be a pitch judge. I also got to teach to those people giving the pitches. I got to teach them, convince investors to fund you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to get them in action. And what I always emphasize is words, strategy, and rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm able to pull the right words out. See, what I am is a spoken word strategist.
Okay.
And so what I do is I help people pull the right words out and then give them the strategy so that they can communicate with the audience there. And what they're able to do is then be compelling and memorable.
Mm-hmm. So what's the biggest advice you would give to someone to be more compelling and to be more memorable?
You'll always hear about the value of using story
mm-hmm.
to get somebody's attention. But what I say, if you're pitching, the thing, if you're trying to get funding, is that you begin somewhere within the first 40, 50 seconds with the big idea.
Mm.
Because we got to know, what is this about? And so when I say big idea, I break it down into three things. I break it down into disruption, unfair advantage, and big profits. Because we're trying to get the attention of the investors. But more than that, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that they know that we're a professional, mm-hmm. not an amateur. So if somebody starts off their pitch with a bunch of biography, what happens is that you got a situation where we're going, oh, amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always get into biography like after 40 seconds. You can say the value, what the big problem is, how you solve it. And then you can say, and behind my information is 27 years working on whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So you can get to biography later, but you got to give us the big idea first.
Mm-hmm. So sell first.
Well, it's interesting that you, some people have a challenge with the word sell.
Yeah.
I actually like to call it enroll
mm.
because people think sell, this is my phrase. I say selling is imposition. You're pushing on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Enrolling is invitation.
Mm.
You invite the person into your world and they go, of course I want your stuff.
Mm, interesting. So you've written 46 books.
Yes.
Do you exactly. write about enrolling in?
Yes. In one of the books we talked about before we started this recording, one of them is called Relax Your Way. No, that one was about networking. The one about selling is called Relax.
Mm.
You don't have to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's how to sell without being pushy.
Oh, okay.
And very so cool. I'm very excited about that because I'm actually an introvert. I've got a podcast of my own called Introverts Own Your Voice on iTunes. And also we have a channel on YouTube. But the thing is, in that podcast, I'm able to say that, you know, a lot of introverts like to think things through, but they don't like to be pushy.
Mm.
And also they have an energy problem because when they're around a bunch of people, they pay out energy. And so what you have to do is be really strategic. So you were asking about my books. The other book I was starting to mention is another relaxed book. It's called Relax Your Way Networking.
Uh-huh.
And that's when introverts can really do well and not have to be like an extrovert.
Yeah.
Not to be so out there and push and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's really powerful. Just cultivating good relationships with people.
Yes.
That's all you really need to do.
Absolutely. And the major part, and it's what you're doing right now, is such great listening. You know,
and that's the thing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, for an introvert, when we're looking at the idea of being a good listener, it takes the pressure off.
Mm.
Instead of trying to be slick or trying to have perfect words, but if you have really good questions, like here's an example, like if someone was talking to an investor, you don't cross-examine them and say, what are you looking for in an investment?
Mm.
No, they say, well, whoa, I don't even know you. Take me to dinner first. You know, I mean, it's just too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is that what we start off with is after you have some small talk and you get some rapport going, then you might say, I'm curious. So how did you get into investing?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's much more low-key and it's much more about getting them. If they're telling you a story, you're winning. I like to say with my MBA students, and I've taught MBA students a couple times at Stanford and at Academy of Art University, a bunch of different places. But what I like to say with MBA students is I like to say, when you're listening, you're winning.
Hmm.
See, a lot of people think that if I'm listening, I'm not doing much. But actually, no, you're doing the best
hmm.
because you're creating that, what you already hinted at, the rapport, the connection, build the relationship.
Hmm. So you mentioned that you coach, you know, young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And so is that one thing that you emphasize? And maybe a second part of the question is, what's one thing that young entrepreneurs often make a mistake with?
Okay. One of the things is if they see someone, I did this a couple decades ago. I was raising a bunch of money for one of my projects, and I scoped out and I saw all the investors, and then I got in their face. I was just pushing too hard. I wasn't developing rapport, because what you need is the classic idea. People need to know you, like you, trust you. And what happens is, if someone's too pushy and they pitch too hard and they pitch their whole pitch, then there is no rapport. And then on the subconscious mind level, the investor goes, oh, another amateur. They don't know that this whole business is about relationships and connecting. And so that's part of the process.
Yeah. In a way, everything's about relationships, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly. And great, because it's together that we rise.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Tom, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Jeremy.
It.